age of almost 93, Gerald Wilson keeps adding to his legacy. In fact, the latest CD of the Gerald Wilson Orchestra is called Legacy, and it encompasses the composer, trumpeter, and bandleader's great takes on Stravinsky, Debussy, and Chicago, his adopted hometown. Gerald Wilson is a giant of jazz. He's written for and played with the orchestras of Duke Ellington, Count Basie, Benny Carter, and many more. And on this CD, Gerald Wilson is joined by his son, Anthony Wilson, and grandson, Eric Otis, who are also composers and musicians. Gerald Wilson joins us from NPR West. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be here. It's my honor.
And we'll say your grandson, Eric, is with you there, too, aren't you?
Yes, I brought him today.
Well, good. We might throw a question his way, too. You're born in Shelby, Mississippi.
Shelby, Mississippi, yes.
But much of the CD pays tribute to Chicago. Tell us about your first time in the city.
My first time in Chicago was when I went to the World's Fair there in 1934. When I got to Chicago, I was thrilled by the fact that there were many things I could do in Chicago that I couldn't do at all in Shelby. And when I got back, I insisted to my mother that I want you to send me to Chicago so I can go to school there. She says, well, it's impossible for me to send you to Chicago, but I can send you to Detroit, Michigan. So I just said, well, as long as it's in the north, I want to go. So anyway, she sent me to Detroit, Michigan, and I stayed there in Detroit for 5 years and studied music there at one of the greatest schools in the United States.
Yeah, Cass Tech.
Yes, Cass Tech was second only to Juilliard in New York.
I can't restrain myself. I want to talk about your suite called Yes, Chicago Is.
Yes, Chicago Is.
We've got 7 short movements. Let's listen to a bit of the first one, A Jazz Mecca. Okay, that's the sun rising over Lake Michigan. Okay, it's just touching Grant Park now.
Uh-huh.
It keeps going up. I think it's lighting along the skyscrapers along Michigan Avenue. No, it's reaching to Clark and Dearborn and North. That's what this music makes me think of.
You got it.
We're talking to the composer and bandleader Gerald Wilson about his new CD, Legacy. Eric Otis, your grandson,
yes,
is with you there in the studio. He drove you to the studio there today. And Mr. Otis, are you near a microphone?
Yes.
Let's get you both to talk about your composition here, September Sky. Oh, here it is. So what was your creative partnership like to do this song together?
I had been writing a lot of music for my grandfather since his eyesight started to go. And so I saw all these scores getting put down over the past few years. And one day last year, I was cleaning up and I found this piece of sheet music from a song I had started in 1999. And I walked up to him with this piece of sheet music one day and I said, you know, if I could get this into shape, could we put this on an album? And he said, yeah, sure. And I said, you know, he's just saying that. And so I think within 2 days, I had a little home demo version I had recorded myself on the guitar and the bass guitar and just whatever little instrument patches I could make sound kind of like what I wanted it to be. And then I gave him the headphones and he was like kind of jamming and like, you know, I could tell he was into it. And I said, wow, he's really into it. Because when he doesn't like something, he'll say, it's great. And he didn't say that. It was just like you could just see him enjoying it. So I said, wow. He said, you know, that's good. You know, when you're done with that, let's put it on the album. I said, oh, wow. So the next 2 months, I just got it in shape.
Boy, Mr. Wilson, how thrilling is it to work with your grandson?
Well, all I have to do is sit at the piano and tell him, you know, first trumpet, A above the staff, tied over to a quarter note. I tell him every mark that he puts on that paper. By actually working with me, I think he can see that I use some things that everybody doesn't use, and he's welcome to use it. For instance, I'm the inventor of eight-part harmony.
So what is, can you tell us, what's the secret eight-part harmony?
During the time when I was attending school in Detroit, Michigan, I got it from a guy there. I asked him one day, I says, Harold, his name was Harold Wallace. I said, Harold, can't you give me a tip or so? I was studying harmony and orchestration in school. Anyway, he told me, he said, look, Gerald, he says, study your diminished chords. Well, we have three diminished chords. 3 times 4 would be 12. But then many years later, one day I started just fooling with diminished chords. And all of a sudden, I noticed that these two went together and sounded great. And I started writing for Duke Ellington in 1947. And I put one of them on the end of a number. They say, hey, what is this Gerald's got here? This is a double diminished, a double diminished.
You know, if just a half of percent, a half of 1% of our audience understood that, I think their life is richer. And mine is, and I didn't understand a word of it. So thank you for telling us. Do you, if I could ask Mr. Wilson, because this CD is titled Legacy, do you ever think of yourself having a legacy, what you'd like to leave?
Well, when I'm gone, I want to leave something that someone likes and appreciates. You know, I just hope that the people will like it. You know, in music, you got to hope that the people will like it. If you write something and you're the only one that likes it, that's not too good.
Mr. Otis.
Yes.
What do you think?
Being part of a legacy is what I can talk about.
Yeah.
Just feeling an obligation to uphold something that's really has nothing to do with me individually, but everything to do with who I am and where I'm from. And that's what I got out of this experience, is that when there isn't a Gerald Wilson, there will have to be something remembered. And so for me, that's my job, is to keep it fresh in the minds of people, what we're doing and what my grandfather's doing.
Thank you so much, both of you, for being with us.
Well, thank you, Scott. Thank you.
Composer and bandleader Gerald Wilson, who was at NPR West, joined by his grandson, Eric Otis, the Gerald Wilson Orchestra's new CD, Legacy, out on the Mac Avenue label. And you can hear tracks from Legacy at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.